Karma and Fate. Karma. I understand that what comes around goes around, but what other explanation is there when the punishment is too severe? What if the person believes in going with the flow and also is a doormat because of fear, and the negativity that comes is done out of revenge or a cover-up of something very cruel that was done to another human being? So, when negativity comes around, could there be another explanation besides saying what comes around goes around?
Karma is a simple principle of action, and its effects are commensurate with the initial action. When people characterize the concept of karma into the phrase, what comes around goes around, it misrepresents karma as a moralistic precept. There is nothing in the idea of karma that extends into severe punishment or cruelty. How we interpret the events of our lives, as victims of punishment or not, has nothing to do with karma. If you're suggesting that someone who is easygoing and a doormat will attract negative experiences beyond the scope of his or her own karma, I would disagree. According to the philosophy of karma, whatever happens to us is by definition our karma. You don't have to interpret the difficulties in your life as punishment, but if you want to change those circumstances, you have to accept ownership and responsibility.
Intention and destiny. I strongly believe in destiny and that each soul has a set life to live prior to incarnating into a physical body. My question is, what happens when a person is very spiritual and lives a life full of manifestation and positive intention, seriously desiring a marriage, for example? If the life plan for this individual is to live a long, single life, will this manifesting never be fruitful? In short, does strong, persistent meditation and intention override destiny? Or is destiny not completely black and white and capable of being altered according to intention?
Intention can override destiny or a karmic legacy that no longer...